Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAFI. So some of you guys are wondering what the hell is going on, because it's we're starting to get into cough, cold, flu, still dealing with COVID. And you're going to notice that some pharmacies and some department stores, well, maybe not department stores, but box stores, are going to be pulling away some of your go-tos for coughs and colds. Now, we spoke about this a couple months ago, and I know it's very, very confusing. So what happened is, when you are, let's say, congested, you have a couple options. You got pseudoephedrine, which I actually prefer, not all the time, because it could raise your heart rate, but you also have phenylephrine. Phenylephrine, I never really used a lot. I just was always more comfortable with Sudafed, but phenylephrine was another option. It's an alpha adrenergic. It acts on the vessels to constrict. So, you know, when you get all stuffy and you feel clogged, and then, you then take something like an Afrin spray or a Sudafed or phenylephrine, the mechanism of action is to vasoconstrict the vessels, so now you have less swelling. You know, many of you will say, I don't get it. One sinus gets clogged, and then an hour later, the other sinus, and this side is clear. What's going on? Well, it has to do with the vessels. And so these medications work by constricting the vessels, so you don't have the immediate decongestant. Keep in mind, the medicine will wear off. There'll be a come down or a let down of it, and then you can recongest the next day. Well, phenylephrine has been in multiple of our medications, and we don't have any new data on risks or dangers, but the FDA reviewed, and their committees have reviewed, its efficacy. Like, does it work? And they concluded it doesn't work any better than placebo or a dummy pill. So they said the committee discussed, this is what the FDA said last month, the committee discussed new data on the effectiveness of oral phenylephrine and concluded that current scientific data does not support the recommended dosage of the orally administered phenylephrine as effective as a nasal decongestant, but no concerns of safety issues. So what's ending up happening now is, if the medication is considered no better than, I guess, eating a peppermint or putting some Tabasco sauce on your eggs, then why are these medications being sold? So I believe CVS is starting to take some of the medications off the pharmacies. I think Walgreens is still waiting for more FDA advice. But it's not that you guys have been taking anything that was, per se, deemed safe originally and then now is dangerous. It's the FDA's like, this stuff might not work that well. For me, I have taken phenylephrine, and I don't know if it was just the placebo action of it, but I did feel better on it. And so some of these medications that have it, I believe, are some of these like combo medications that also have Benadryl in them. Like, there's Benadryl allergy plus congestion, Sudafed PE, Tylenol cold and flu, severe day and night. So there's a lot of these cold medications that have it. So what does that mean if the pharmacies are taking it down? Well, a few things. So number one is, if the pharmacy is getting rid of these medications, all right, they might be losing some money, and so now prices of other medications could be going up. The big thing I'm seeing is, now we're going to have a shortage of cough and cold medications. And again, if you guys have it in your cupboard, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to hurt you. Yeah, there's no safety issues, FDA is saying, but they're saying it just might not work. And I'm mixed on this whole congestion over-the-counter medication thing because I told you guys the way I got over COVID was not sucking it up and trying to dry it out. It's let that stuff come out. So I would stand in the shower, and no, I don't have a video, but I'd stand in the shower and just let that stuff drain out because why are you getting congested? Congestion is a form of you trying to, one, protect your body from the pathogen, and two, package it to get it out. Remember, your boogers are very sticky. So sticky boogers seem to get burger. I'm hungry. Sticky boogers seem to get the pathogen to help draw it out. Now, mind you, too much congestion can lead to headaches, ear infections, difficulty breathing. So at some point, we do like to minimize the congestion. But we doctors have always tried to find a healthy balance of do you use steroids and suppress the immune system to bring down congestion, or do you use alpha-adrenergic medications that can stimulate the heart rate and raise your blood pressure, or do you just let the cold take its course? So the answer to that is, are your symptoms worse than the illness? If your symptoms are making the illness worse, you have to do something. That's why with COVID killed. It wasn't so much that the virus killed, but for some people, the virus caused such a real bad immune system in the lungs that response and that gook and that fluid is what caused that person to not be able to breathe, go into a acute severe respiratory distress syndrome, and then unfortunately die. So where are we at now? Well, now that we're coming into cough cold season, people are fighting COVID, people are feeling like crap, they're running to the pharmacies to get something for their symptoms. Keep in mind, now things are going to be probably fewer and far between. There's medications with Sudafed that'll still be over the counter. Keep in mind, be careful with Sudafed. That also raises heart rate and raises blood pressure. But this is only an issue about phenylephrine not being as effective as placebo or a dummy pill. This is the FDA going, we've been selling this stuff for years, and we don't think it's doing much. And maybe that's why I've never had an acclivity for it. I've always used Sudafed-related products. But Sudafed is hard to get because people use it to make crystal meth. So some of you live, I think like in Mississippi, you can't get Sudafed without a prescription. And many Sudafed products are behind the counter. So for those of you that go, Dr. Dahlia, November is a bad month for me, or December is a bad month, and you might want to get your go-to medication that you like now, so at least you have your box. I don't want you to hoard, because I think it's going to be an absolute poop show this cough, cold, flu season, and COVID season. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So lots of people mixed me up with Delilah. Delilah is a fantastic host who works mostly FM and talks to people about their relationships, and then people say, will you play a song that elicits what I'm feeling? And then she plays a song. So people will say, gosh, man, Dahlia, you play some great music. I'm like, hey, yeah, the bumpers are really, really good, but I'm not Delilah, I'm Dahlia. I'm Dr. Dahlia. I'm not as popular. But I got to tell you, I do love music, and I do love to include music. And I finally have a segment where I can talk about music. So the Billboard Music Awards and the Billboard Music Venue and Arena has named the top 500 pop songs of all time. And I think they're celebrating their 65th anniversary. And pop up, it's something that I kind of grew up with, you know, because the 80s and, you know, pop songs, you could still dance and you could sing along. And pop has been one of the more popular genres, although now we have a lot more popularity with hip-hop and country and other things. But I find it fascinating when you look at the songs and the choices, and then what exactly is the definition of what a hit or a multicultural, multi-generational accepted song would be? Because, you know, AI is going to be making our future hits. And AI could very easily do that because they could look at, you know, Tainted Love. They could look at all these songs that were hits every year. You know, and then, you know, like Taylor Swift, right? Yeah, I'm going to sing a few of these things badly, right? Shake. So basically, AI is going to look at what people like and go, this is what it is, all right? People want something they could sing to. Their lisp won't come out. They could dance to it. They could sing along. The rap lyrics are flowing, and it conveys their message. So when you look at these, what will comprise these lists, this is what AI is going to feed off of. So I'm in 1,000% agreement with this. The number one pop song they feel is Whitney Houston's "Oh, I Want to Dance with Somebody." Except she's saying it on key. "I want to feel the heat." Anyway, oh my gosh, Whitney Houston's "I Want to Dance with Somebody." And I got to tell you, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and some of the local stations play that song a lot, but I love it. You know, Whitney Houston, great song. It was in the 80s. You could dance to it. I would sing it all the time in the 80s. Easy song to sing to. Good music. It makes you feel good. Makes you feel happy. Number one pop song. What came in number two was Dancing Queen. Now, Dancing Queen was a little bit before my time. I don't remember rocking out to it, but I think that's Dancing Queen, You're My Beauty Queen, something like that, ABBA. But that, apparently, again, a feel-good song. I don't really know what Dancing Queen means. I don't always try to read into the words. That's why I Want to Dance with Somebody relates to me, because, yeah, I just want to dance with somebody. So Dancing Queen, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it is a good song. Although, you know what I like? I like the ABBA song, oh my gosh, oh, I gotta think of it, there's another song of theirs I really, really like. Alright, anyway, the third was My Girl. My Girl, My Girl, that was the Temptations, that came in number three. Number four was Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. The Backstreet Boys coming out of the early 2000s, I Want It That Way. That song, again, why? Easy to sing to. I don't know what the words mean. He wants it that way. What they want it that way. What are they talking about? Do they want their ice cream, you know, a certain way? Is it like, but I Want It That Way. Backstreet Boys, the boy bands, when they kind of came out, when the early 2000s was trying to go back old school with music, apparently it worked well with multiple generations. Number five was Kelly Clarkson's Since You've Been Gone. And I'm hoarse today. Kelly Clarkson's Since You've Been Gone, good song, good beat. I like some of her other songs better. Madonna's Like a Prayer came in number six. And this isn't in terms of sales. This is in terms of how they feel was the top, what I guess represented in terms of pop. Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. I would have expected Billie Jean to be higher up because everybody sings Billie Jean. Billie Jean is something, something. That I am the one. I think Billie Jean is about somebody having a kid. Oh yeah, but the kid is not my son. So I think it's about somebody saying that the kid is his. I have to read the lyrics. I just sing the songs. I don't really listen to them. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. That's a pretty popular song. Tupac Feet, Dr. Dre, California Love. I like that one, California Love. The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, came in number 10. And there's a whole list. Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Oh, great. Okay, Kiss. Prince, this song came on the radio, and I just couldn't stop singing to it. I just want your extra time and your... I got to do really high. Kiss. Anyway, Prince... That song, I think Tom Jones, there's been so many people that have done remakes of it. That came in number 11. 12 was Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time. Again, these are fantastic songs. Nicki Minaj, Super Bass, Outkast, Hey Ya, Mariah Carey, Fantasy, Earth, Wind, Fire, September, Fleetwood Mac, Dreams. I'm just going to round out the top 20. Beyonce feat, Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. The Ronettes, Be My Baby. TLC, No Scrubs. Oh, yeah, Scrub. All right. So, Aretha Franklin, here's my issue with that. Aretha Franklin's Respect didn't come until 21. I thought Aretha Franklin would have been, obviously, that. I sing that song all the time. So, where are we going with our music? We have songs that have surpassed their decade, surpassed their genre, surpassed the generation they were in. And when I hear my boys sing songs from the 50s, I think like number 100 was it Del Shannon? I don't know. My boys were singing something, like Runaway. As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. So hearing Gen Zs, who were born after the millennium, sing songs from the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, it showed that song did something right. A lot of us worry about what's going to happen to music now that computers are going to take over. These artists have gotten so gosh darn expensive that these producers are going to, at any time, want to come up with something better. And just like me in radio, I mean, people think that AI could do better than me. And you want to know what? They're probably right. They're not going to start singing randomly in the middle of a segment off key. They're not going to have food in their teeth. They're not going to slurp when they didn't take any phenylephrine for their nasal congestion. Somebody could say, you know what? An AI show like Dr. Dahlia's would be more crisp, clear, concise, and probably more cognitively adequate, because she doesn't pick the wrong words and there's a better word that AI could come up with. But music is something that we use not only in marketing, not only in radio, not only in dance, in medicine. We use music in medicine. One of my friends was sedated because he had been under respiratory distress and was on a ventilator. And so I brought some classical music, and at the time it was kind of like a Walkman, but something similar to that, so that they can at least listen to music. I believe we have not unlock the power of music and what it does. We know music has effects because we'll play some blues and, you know, when we want to try to get kind of in the mood, you know, well, when we want, you know, love music, we might, you know, we'll use music to try to make somebody go from, you know, oh, I'm stressed, to relax, to romantic, to sad. We could take somebody and in a moment's notice with just a few bars be able to change the way somebody feels. And so look at this list. It's the top 500 list with Billboard. And I think you'll see a pattern with why these songs have been so iconic and why they will never be forgotten for generations. But AI and the way we are going to make future music, because I hear some of these songs and I'm like, they're really grabbing at straws. You know, Taylor Swift has a huge advantage because people listen to the content, and her content is pretty rich. And people who want to know about her and learn about her will listen to the words and go, she's talking about something. For me, I'm more about, and I respect Taylor Swift and her music. Me, I just want to feel good. I just want to dance. I want to get out of a stressed mood. I want to get into a lovey-dovey mood. I want to get into a party mood. When we're going to go and hit the clubs, I'll put on, you know, something that's just, you know, just really fires you up. It's just fascinating where music has gone, where music is now, and where music is going. It's just, I really hope we still keep people involved, because I don't want a computer figuring out what makes me tick. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Last night, President Biden spoke to the nation about how America should support Israel after the attack from Hamas and continue to support Ukraine. Several Republican lawmakers report receiving death threats after they voted against Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. The State Department has issued a warning advising Americans abroad to exercise increased caution. This advisory comes in the midst of escalating tensions between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. A new report from the Pentagon says China now has over 500 nukes and has blown past previous projections for the size of its nuclear arsenal. That report adds China is now producing even more weapons while expanding their navy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the Air Force. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'll give you guys breaking news as we get it. I don't know what's going on in Congress, but if the Republicans can't get their act together and nominate somebody, we're going to end up with the MyPillow guy. All right, we got to get this. We got to figure this out. Jim Jordan lost even more support with this latest round of voting. I like the guy. Maybe there's something I'm missing that, but you would think he was popular on the Republican side. And apparently there's still a stalemate. And rather than 20 Republicans not voting for him as the first round, 22 with the second, now he's lost 25 of his colleagues. And so there's a lot of disarray right now. This has been going on for 2 weeks. McCarthy had spoken in favor of Jim Jordan, and it seems like the majority of the Republicans support him, but the very razor-thin margin of their control in the House means losing 20, 25 votes means we don't have a speaker. Of course, the Democrats are rallying behind Representative Hakeem Jeffries. So I think we really need to talk to our representatives. Here's my thing. All right. Some of the people they voted for was Steve Scalise, who got 8 votes. Representative Lee Zeldin. Patrick Mahenry got 6 votes. Kevin McCarthy got 2. Byron Donalds, 2. Mark Garcia, 1. Tom Emmer, 1. Bruce Westerman, 1. Now, I mean, it's nice, in Congress to show your support, but is Representative Bruce Westerman actually going to win? And is what's happening with these politicians, them wanting to draw a line in the sand or put their, steak in their sand, or however the analogy is, eat a steak. I don't know. I'm hungry right now. But is what they're trying to do is just make a point so they could go back to their constituents and say, look, I didn't vote for Jim Jordan. I voted for somebody not, so you should like me. You should reelect me. Remember, the primary goal of a politician is to get reelected or to stay in office. It's not. What comes secondary is what their constituents want, what is good for the country. But there is that selfish need, and I'm not criticizing them for that. But you are no good to anybody if you're elected out. So you have to be very conscious of how to stay elected. I just don't know if the American people are liking this, especially as we are being surrounded by chaos. Whether it's our border, whether it's the economy, whether now we're going to be talking a little bit later about what's going on with China, of course, the Middle East. So Hakeem Jeffries winning 210 votes does not get him the speakership, but if the Republicans don't keep this up, and if you have Republicans saying, look, I just want to make a point, I want to get my voice in there, you start to wonder if the Republicans even want to be in control of the House, and they need to get their acts together. And, Steve Scalise, I like the guy a lot. He's undergoing treatment for, I believe, multiple myeloma. He has, I think, conceded, and so why are people voting for him? Same thing with Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin getting 4. Now, is it because these other individuals are like, look, if Jim Jordan is not going to make it, then these are other possibilities. But if I were these other individuals and I wanted us to move forward and you believed in Jim Jordan, I would say, guys, don't vote for me. Okay? Can you leave me out of the running? Can you not include me? So like with a ballot. Somebody said, Dr. Dahlia, run for president. I'm like, no thank you. I'm not going to be on the ballot. And I'm sure somebody could put other. So, and maybe they want this. Maybe the worry I have is if anybody feels forced, because that's what happened with McCarthy. Those 8 Republicans felt forced. I think there were 4 that kept fighting it. I forget how many originally, and they went 15 rounds until finally McCarthy got in. But the problem we have is any speaker that barely gets in by the seat of their pants and has so many individuals that are grumpy and sore losers about it, they could at any time combine with the other side, unite, and say, all right, now we're going to kick you out next week. So I get that the Republicans need to do this right. I see what's happening. But if the Republicans can't even agree, and you would think most of us would agree on a lot. You would even think the Democrats would agree on some things. It shows that it's not a good look, especially coming into another election. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that China is surging their nuclear weapon production. They plan over the next few years to double their arsenal. Why are they doing this? Why you think? They say as of May this year, according to Daily Mail, Beijing had more than 500 operational nuclear warheads, which was more than what the U.S. had previously believed. Their military is on track to, quote, exceed previous expectations. And so tensions obviously are growing. China is aggressive towards Taiwan, is going to want to consume it. Trade, our dependency on China, I'm obviously not a fan of where we are and what we're doing to become independent of China. And so, you know, I also don't really believe that we're getting truthful numbers out of China because with COVID. So all I know is America, if they are so busy being distracted and fighting and playing politics and doing their stupid stuff and not understanding that there's bigger threats out there, we're going to be in trouble. And I don't understand why we don't see more Americans call out what's been happening in the Middle East and the attacks on America. Apparently, a U.S. Navy warship operating in the Middle East had to intercept multiple projectiles near the coast of Yemen. One of the officials said the missiles was fired by Iranian-backed Houthi militants. They engaged, and so people are firing upon the USS Kearney. I mean, they were able to shoot them down and prevent them. There were drones that were launched. We've had Americans taken hostage by Hamas. Rockets have, what we're being told, targeted U.S. troops now in Baghdad. So, no casualties, thank God, according to the U.S. defense official. But we are already being attacked. You take an American, you take an innocent American hostage, you fire on warships, you attack bases in Syria, now Baghdad. I would think in America you would hear everybody unite and say, guys, okay, let's stop this. Who cares about student loan debt right now? Who cares about all the other stuff we're talking about? Let's, one, secure the border. Two, let's figure out what we need to do in case we are going into a world conflict. And three, how do we unite? Because America first. I don't feel like it's America first. I feel like it's Democrat first, Republican first. I don't feel like it's America first. People look at each other politically as their enemy. People look at Democrats or Republicans as their diehard enemy. No, we're supposed to be on the same side. But we haven't been involved in a conflict in the last few months that has reminded people that we're on the same side. People forgot about September 11th. People forgot about all the other wars. And here we are now. We've been attacked. Holding Americans hostage, that's an attack. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No surprise here. We spoke about this once the border opened up, that we're going to probably see more infectious disease and things we thought we eradicated or we kept at bay because we have people from other countries that might not have had the same vaccination protocol, or might have things more endemic to their countries that we haven't had in a while that our bodies have maybe not built up immunity to. So Illinois is reporting the first measles case they've had since 2019, and they say it's one of the most contagious diseases known. And measles, we keep hearing about measles coming and going. The average person who's baby boomer age had got measles. So they have protection. Usually you get it once, you're good. You shouldn't get it again. My age group, we got vaccinated for measles, mumps, and rubella. So my age group, Gen X, PI mold, but still, my age group should be going on Social Security soon. No, but my age group, 19, born between 1965 and 1980, in the 60s is when we started to vaccinate aggressively for measles, mumps, rubella. And we have since then. So the CDC is warning for the public to get fully vaccinated against measles before traveling internationally because on October 10th, the Cook County Department of Public Health reported a suspected case of measles for an unvaccinated patient who had international exposure. Now, does that mean it was one of the migrants that was bused to Cook County? Does it mean it's somebody who just took a trip overseas? But we have to have a very honest conversation, and it's not being politically incorrect, that if we are having porous borders, open borders, we're not going through the rigorous medical screenings that we used to do during the Ellis Island days, that there will be individuals who are going to come to our country that might have illnesses or might have things that could possibly become future public health crises. Measles is a red rash, starts on the face, moves downward on the body, whereas it's fascinating how, depending on the virus, where the rash starts, with these the choreography of how an illness evolves in someone's body, there'll be telltale signs of where the rash starts, what kind of illness it is. So like with chickenpox usually starts on the chest. However, in vaccinated individuals or under vaccinated or under immune people, I sometimes notice chickenpox start on the butt. It's fascinating. Hand, foot, and mouth. Hands, feet, might get lesions in the mouth, but then, yes, it could go to the body. With measles, it starts on the face and then moves downward. And you're usually infectious for about 8 days. They say up to 4 days before the rash appeared and then 4 days after the rash started. So it used to be you were infectious at least a couple days. Now they're even saying you could be 4 days infectious, meaning if you have a kid or somebody who ends up starting to have this rash and they were around you throughout the week, you could have been exposed. So measles is a highly contagious virus, could lead to some very serious complications, including pneumonia and encephalitis, inflammation of the brain. Someone susceptible can get symptoms anywhere from 7 to 21 days after exposure. The classic symptoms of measles are fever and rash, accompanied by cough, coryza, conjunctivitis. The three C's, cough, coryza, or the nasal discharge, and red eyes. So you could get a fever. Fever could go up to 104 degrees. People will say, well, that's the flu. Could be the flu, but also you could get that with measles. And the rash will start on the head, could be around the ears, go to the face, rest of the body. And so we do want you diagnosed. There's tests for it. We could test you for it. We don't necessarily use antibiotics or antivirals, but we watch you, fluids, help control the fever, and make sure if we do see any signs of complications such as brain swelling, and which could manifest as a real severe headache, neck pain, photophobia, where light hurts your eyes, we would then aggressively try to minimize those symptoms. But usually we get the MMR, about 1 year you'll get your first shot, and then between 4 and 6 years old. And we combine it with your measles, mumps, rubella. It's a live attenuated virus, so it's a virus that's not a killed version. It's a very weakened version, and it does really well. We wouldn't give it to a pregnant person, when I hear that we have individuals with it who are unvaccinated, then where did they get it from? Did they get it from their country? Did they get it because it's out and about? I wouldn't know if measles is near me because I'm vaccinated and I don't get measles. So I'm not only concerned about measles, I'm really concerned about tuberculosis. multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, I fear, is going to hit us hard and hit us heavy because Americans aren't vaccinated for tuberculosis. And many people from some of these other countries can be bringing that in. And so you could screen for it. The TB test isn't necessarily a screen. We use a chest x-ray to screen and see you have active lesions in the lungs, because some people will test positive by that little TB time test that you do, the PPD on the arm subcutaneously. Some people who have been vaccinated could react, but we have a lot of individuals from other countries that weren't vaccinated, and Americans are not vaccinated. Cholera, hepatitis. There's a bunch of different infectious diseases that could come over the border. Now, we are a country that travels a lot. We go internationally. So anybody at any time could go to a country and then come back and bring something back. But we are now having conditions at the border, in these refugee sites, on buses, in homeless camps that can breed infectious disease. And we need to go back to kind of what we were doing in the past, where you would be examined, checked out. If you aren't well enough to come into the country, or you could spread disease, then we work with Mexico or some border areas where they get treated first and then quarantine. We're taking in too many numbers to do this effectively. But if we don't do something, I really worry about where our public health issues are going to go. You know, remember a few years back, about maybe 10 years back, we had some major hepatitis outbreaks, and many of them originated in the homeless populations. One theory was in California, they stopped the plastic bags, and so these homeless individuals who would use plastic bags for their excrement didn't have them. So now they would be using a can or something, and it wasn't disposable. And so I believe the health department had to go and pass out plastic bags to the homeless populations to help stop the spread of hepatitis. You could spread cholera. You could spread a whole variety of diseases. So, you know, our homeless populations, whether they're American, whether they're migrant, we cannot have groups of individuals without health care and without being screened for health issues, coalescing in big groups, it will breed disease. We need to do a better job of making sure that we screen them before coming in, get them treated, avoid mass homeless camps. And, you know, Americans are going to need to reconsider or boost for some of these diseases that could be coming in. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.